take it from verse 1 to 15. Then Joseph could no longer control himself before all his attendants, and he cried out, Have everyone leave my presence. So there was no one with Joseph when he made himself known to his brothers. And he wept so loudly that the Egyptians heard him and the Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Is my father still living? But his brothers were not able to answer him because they were terrified at his presence. Then Joseph said to his brothers, Come close to me. When they had done so, he said, I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed and do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. For 2 years now, there have been famine in the land, and for the next 5 years, there will be no ploughing and reaping. But God sent me ahead of you to preserve for you the remnants on earth and to save your lives by a great deliverance. So then, it was not you who sent me here, but God. He made me father to Pharaoh, lord of his entire household and ruler of all Egypt. Now hurry back to my father and say to him, This is what your son Joseph said. God has made me lord of all Egypt. Come down to me, don't delay. You shall live in the region of Goshen and be near me, you, your children and your grandchildren, your flocks and herds and all you have. I will provide for you there because 5 years of famine are still to come. Otherwise, you and your household and all who belong to you will become destitute. You can see for yourselves, and so you can, my brother Benjamin, that is really I who I am speaking to you. Tell my father about all the honour accorded me in Egypt and about everything you have seen, and bring my father down here quickly. Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin and wept, and Benjamin embraced him weeping, and he kissed all his brothers and wept over them. Afterward, his brothers talked with him.
Thank you, Ali. Today is the last week of this year, so how are we all? Good? All good? Is there anything happened? I really appreciate you, David and Shirley, especially David turned 70 in January 8th. So, David, are you ready to go, you know, for holiday? Okay, our David Shirley is summed up. Thank you for that. Thank you for your serving and commitment for a long time. I know that David has been attending this church for maybe 70 years from womb. Their parents just came to this church, so amazing, yeah? Christian history, thanks for that. Actually, my kids are asking me, really, they are curious. So my kids are asking me, why did David wear glasses today? Yeah. Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Yeah.
The RTA or test told me.
Yeah.
I can drive without glasses. Go figure that out.
Oh, great. So my kids think is that you look so very smart. Okay. How are we? Before I'm going to share the Joseph stories, I want to ask you, could you share anything, one thing? Good thing for you, bad thing for you, anything happened in your life in 2018? Could you share anything? Any good thing? Wow. Well, thanks. Finished degree. Wow. Could you give a big clap? Thank you. Wow. I finished my degree as well. Master of Divinity. Anyway, is there anyone who share, blessing from God? Anything? Joy? Could you share one thing? Do not be shy. Anything?
People come to faith.
Oh, people come to faith. Deception leader. Cameron said, people come to faith. Yeah, very good. Anyone? Anyone? Hello? So, if you don't mind, could I ask you, David, anything happened in your lives? Good thing in 2018? Okay. Okay. Morel, oh, thank you.
The birth of my granddaughter.
Granddaughter? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, but 30 years. Okay, okay, thank you very much then. Okay, we need to praise the Lord because God, even though we face some issue and then barrier, but God, you know, make us overcome, break through all kinds of issues, you know? So God is alive. God is with us. So people, I'm going to share the Bible story today. So let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks for today. We come before you, Father. As you come and said, many people come to faith in 2018. Some people were baptized in the name of Jesus. How gracious, how amazing in 2018. Also, even though we face some issue, thanks for the your encouragement, guidance, and provision to overcome all kinds of issues. We praise the Lord because you are the Lord Messiah. You're alive, you are with us, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I prepared Joseph's story. Have you heard the Joseph story? Yeah. Today with a script. It's the first time to try. First time to pray. Yeah. So you can maybe enjoy it. Especially it's good for kids. Kids can maybe enjoy today's sermon. Okay. Joseph. Do you know that Joseph's dad? Jacob. How many sons did he have? 12 sons. Jacob had 12 sons. This is a dysfunctional, Jacob's a dysfunctional family story. Long, long time ago, Jacob had 12 sons. And Jacob loved Joseph more than any other son. That's why Joseph's brother jealous to him. One day, they had a plan, which is very evil. You know, Joseph's brother sold Joseph into Egypt. So Joseph, can you imagine that if you were Joseph, how would you feel? Joseph was sold, you know? Now Joseph is in Egypt. Joseph was born in Canaan, but Joseph moved into Egypt by first. So when you think about this Joseph feeling, he feel maybe uncomfortable and scared and sad. Many bad things happened for him, and he is upset, maybe. So he was in Egypt, but he was in Potiphar's house. Potiphar, who is King Pharaoh's official. So there are many servants in Potiphar's house. And then Joseph is in Potiphar's house, and Joseph worked as a slave, but he worked very well. And one day, Potiphar anointed him as a housekeeper, manager, and in Potiphar's house. But there is a problem in Potiphar's house. Can you imagine that? Potiphar's wife attracted Joseph, who is handsome, according to the Bible. He's very handsome, like me. And then he's attracted to Joseph. And then one day, and she said to Joseph, could you come and sleep with me? And then Joseph, no, you are my Lord's wife. How can I sleep with you? He ran away from her, and then she accused him, and then she talked to Potiphar. Potiphar, she lied to Potiphar. Potiphar, Joseph wanted to sleep with me. Oh, really? This is crazy, evil. And then Potiphar put Joseph into jail. Now, so can you imagine that? Joseph is in jail at the moment. But God was with him. He tried to do his best, and he prayed, and then he read the Bible, and he did a good thing for the prisoner in prison. He did very well. And then one day, King Pharaoh in Egypt, he had a dream, big dream, but no one interpret his dream. And then one day, someone is a recommend, oh, King Pharaoh, I know him, Joseph, whose name is Joseph. He interprets dream very well. Okay, you can bring to him to me. Okay, one day, Joseph stood in front of the King Pharaoh, and King Pharaoh explained to him, I had a dream last night, but I really want to know this dream. And then Joseph explained dream, and then Joseph interpreted dream very clearly, and then King Pharaoh, very happy. And then finally, he anointed Joseph as a prime minister. He became a prime minister. When we reflect on his life, he was so sad because he was sold in Egypt, into Egypt, because his brother sold him. He feels sad, but now he became a prime minister. Okay? This one. Now it's Canaan. So I talk about in Egypt, but now it's Canaan. Canaan, Jacob lived there, and Jacob and his 11 sons lived there. And one day, Jacob called his son. Okay, come to me. My sons, come to me. As you know that, we don't have enough food. We are very, now it's hungry. But I've heard, if you go to Egypt, there are a lot of food. Go and buy some food in Egypt. Okay, yes, Lord. Yes, Daddy. I'll go and some food in Egypt. Except for Benjamin, who is the youngest one, 10 sons, they went to Egypt. And then there is a prime minister whose name is Joseph. They didn't recognize each other because Joseph grew up. And then Joseph knew 10 brothers. And then Joseph, who is a prime minister asked his 10 sons, his brother, they didn't know each other, but Joseph knew. Okay? And then Joseph asked him, brother, okay, where are you from? And then they said, I'm from Canaan. Why did you come here? I came here to buy some food. I think you are very suspicious, Joseph. Not Joseph, sorry. You are very suspicious, guys. Maybe you look like a spy. Maybe you came here to see unprotected area. Yeah? No. Prime Minister, let me explain my story. My dad's name Jacob. Jacob had 12 sons, but we missed one because something happened. And then now, youngest one, Benjamin, is with Jacob, my dad, because my dad didn't want to miss, youngest one, Benjamin. Okay, if it's true, Joseph said to them, if it's true, you can go and bring your youngest one, Benjamin, here. If you bring your youngest one, Benjamin, here, I'll trust you, okay? And then they are very, scared because his dad is very loved and then, protect, the Benjamin. And then they stayed overnight in jail, and then 10 sons and 10 brothers, they think, oh, we did the wrong thing. We sold, our brother, Joseph, and then it happened to me like this. They repent their sin. One day, after day, the next day, they came to a prime minister. Prime minister, okay, what did you say? You're saying, I'll go back to Canaan. I'll bring youngest one, Benjamin. They went back to Canaan, and then they met Jacob, and then they explained to Jacob, Daddy, Dad, we are so sad. If I don't bring youngest one, Benjamin, we're going to die. And then Jacob thought, I'm so sad, but we have no choice. So, okay, you can take him to Egypt. And then they hug each other. Jacob and Benjamin, they hug each other. And then brother brought him to Egypt. Can you imagine that who he is? So finally, they met each other, Joseph. They came to Joseph, prime minister, and then we brought Benjamin. But Joseph knew, Joseph saw, that Benjamin, they like each other. As you know, when you have a look at that 12th son, that who is the 11th son? 11th son is Joseph. Who is the 12th son? 12th? Benjamin. They like each other. They have a good relationship with each other. So what? When he saw, Benjamin, he cried out in his heart. And then he talked to his servant, now you go out, and then, okay, let me stay here by myself. And then only Joseph and 11 brother there. And then what happened? Joseph hugged each one of them. And then Joseph said to them, come close to me. And then they close and then they have a look at, I'm Joseph, you saw me. I'm Joseph. And then they very terrified. They scared because they saw Joseph. But they didn't, Joseph talked to them. Do not be afraid. God sent me here ahead of you. God has a plan for me. God sent me here first ahead of you. And then I became a prime minister here. This is not your fault. This is God's plan. And then they cried out. They love each other. And then they hug each other. They crowd each other. This is the end of the story. Yeah? This is, you know, power of the forgiveness. Even though Joseph, you know, they heard from his brother, at the end of time, he recognized this is God's sovereignty, and this is God's plan for Joseph, and then he forgave his brother. He doesn't have any power and ability to forgive his brother, but God gave him ability to forgive his brother. I want to finish my sermon, but I want to add something a little bit. Today will be short. This is powerful, the, you know, power of, you know, forgiveness from Joseph's story. There's one story, my friend's story. Whenever his dad came home drunk, he hit my friend and his mom. It happened for so many years. One day my friend became a believer. He was forgiven by Jesus for his hatred of his dad. Finally, Jesus asked him to forgive his dad for his bad behavior. My friend stood before his dad and said to him, "Dad, I have been hurt by you for so many years. Mom has also been hurt by you for so many years. I hated you for so many years, but one day I met Jesus, who forgives all sins. Jesus gave me the ability to forgive you. Dad, I'm so sorry because I hated you for so many years, but I forgive you in the name of Jesus. I love you despite what you did to me before. I love you in the name of Jesus." His dad suddenly cried out and hugged him and said to him, "So sorry, my son. I'm so sorry. I'm not getting my alcohol from now on." My friend, he forgave him in the name of Jesus. He doesn't have any ability to forgive, but God changed his heart when he believed in Jesus Christ. Today's passage shows that Joseph forgave his brother and they wept together. Genesis chapter 45, verse 2 to 5. Let me read. "And he wept so loudly that the Egyptian heard him, and Pharaoh's household heard about it. Joseph said to his brothers, 'I am Joseph. Is my father still living? Come close to me. I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. And now, do not be distressed. And do not be angry with yourself for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you.'" This passage shows that Joseph forgave his brothers with the ability God has given him. Today, Bible story talks about the power of forgiveness. What about us? What about us? How do you forgive that person who has hurt you? Or someone who has acted badly against you? Someone has done something to you and it is evil. Someone has done something to you and your mind is unforgiving. And you are consumed with the thought of it. From this mind, we are unable to forgive what they have done. But God can change our mind. Genesis chapter 50, verse 20-21. "You intended to harm me," Joseph said to his brother. "You intended to harm me, but God," that is very important, "God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. So then don't be afraid. I'll provide for you and your children. And he reassured them and spoke kindly to them. God changed Joseph's heart, Joseph's mind. Joseph cannot forgive them, couldn't forgive them, but God gave ability to forgive his brother. There is a plan, God's plan, for Joseph's family, Joseph's brother. Dear brother and sister, today is the last week of 2018. Let's think about, let's reflect on our life in 2018. Is there anyone who are feeling maybe uncomfortable with your brother and sisters, neighbors, friend? Or is there anyone who, you know, feel not loving, not liking with your brother and sister and your parents? Now is good time to forgive them in the name of Jesus. Now is good time to ask God to give ability to forgive neighbor, friend, your family. We don't have enough time in 2018, just 2 days left. Now I encourage you to forgive them. Let's pray. Tyree, where's Tyree? Could you play piano? Yeah. Could you close your eyes, please? Let's pray for a short time, quietly. And let's think about, do we have anyone who cannot forgive others? Do we hurt from others, but we still not forgiving? Could we forgive them by asking God, who can give ability to forgive others? As I told you, today is the last week of 2018. Today is a good time to forgive others. Let's pray for a short time quietly. Let's think of a neighbor, friend, family. If you don't love, don't like, now is a good time to forgive. Now is a good time to turn to God and ask God to give us ability to forgive them, to love them, to like them. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thanks for 2018. How blessed we are. As the children of God, we have enjoyed in the name of Jesus. Whenever we go, you are with us. You bless us. You protect us. You provide us what we need. Everything, Father. Thank you, Lord. I'm so proud of being your child, your children. Thanks for your provision, protection, guidance in 2018. I love you so much. We understand how much you love us. That's why you gave us begotten Son, only Son, Jesus Christ. Whoever believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. Amen. Heavenly Father, now we are praying. If anyone who not feeling love, liking, forgiving, please give us a brave heart. Please give us ability to forgive neighbor, family, and friend of our ones, Father. And that we will be blessed by forgiving others. We'll have freedom from you. Jesus said, love one another, each other. Forgive one another, each other, and then you will be blessed. You will have freedom in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, let us have freedom by forgiving others in 2018. Heavenly Father, Thank you, Lord. Thank you for unfailing love. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for forgiving us. Even though we are sinners, you forgave us by dying on the cross. Thank you for your crucifixion and resurrection in Tuja for us. Thank you, Lord. We praise the Lord. We pray in loving and living. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.